भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 4 वर्स नंबर 9। येषां खलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुणा आसिद्येनेदं वर्षम् भारतम् इति व्यपदिशन्ति। येषां खलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुणा गुण आशिद्येनेदं वर्षम् भारतम् इति व्यपदिशतम् व्यपदिशन्ति। येषां खलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुणा आसिद्येनेदं वर्षम् भारतम् इति व्यपदिशन्ति। हरदमिति व्यपदिशन्ति। येषां खलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुणो आसीदेनदं वर्षं भरत इति व्यपदिशन्ति। माताजी येषां खलु महायोगी ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुणादेनेदं वर्षं भारतम् इति व्यपदिशन्ति।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग येषां ऑफ होम खलु इंडीड Mahayogi, a very highly exalted devotee of the Lord. Bharata, Bharat. Jeshta, the eldest. Shreshta Guna, qualified with the best attributes. Asita, was. Ena, by whom. Idam, this. वर्षम प्लैनेट भारतम भारत इति दस व्यपदिशन्ति पीपल कॉल। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ ऋषभदेव्स 100 सन्स द एल्डेस्ट नेम भारत वॉज अ ग्रेट एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटी क्वालिफाइड विद द बेस्ट एट्रीब्यूट्स। In his honor, this planet has become known as Bharatavarsha. Purport. This planet known as Bharatavarsha is also called Punya Bhumi, the pious land. At the present moment, Bharat Bhumi or Bharatavarsha is a small piece of land extending from Himalaya mountains to Cape Comorin. Sometimes, this peninsula is called Punya Bhumi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a special importance to the people of this land. Bharata Bhumitaha illa manushya janma yar
जन्म सार्थक करी करो परोपकार. वन हु हैज टेकन हिज बर्थ एज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग इन द लैंड ऑफ इंडिया भारतवर्ष शुड मेक हिज लाइफ सक्सेसफुल एंड वर्क फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑल अदर पीपल. द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ दिस पीस ऑफ लैंड आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट. दे कैन प्यूरिफाई देयर एग्जिस्टेंस by accepting this Krishna consciousness movement and go outside Bharata Bhumi, India and preach this cult to the benefit the whole world. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurvay Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथांवितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखांवितंश. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय. वांछा कल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज सो दैट वी कैन डिस्कस समथिंग फ्रॉम मोस्ट एग्जॉल्टेड लिटरेचर श्रीमद् भागवतम. My own purification. Text 9 from chapter 4 of Canto 5. So here we have seen how Lord Rishabhdev has appeared after the prayers of King Nabhi and Meru Devi. Then Rishabhdev has appeared and he is showing to the world, teaching the world with his own exemplary behavior how to live as per Varnashram Dharma. And then here is the description of his 100 sons. So in this verse it's described about his first son, eldest son, which is known as Bharat Maharaj. And this planet is known as Bharatvarsha on the name of Bharat Maharaj itself. So in purport we see that Srila Prabhupada has first spoken about three things. And Prabhupada specifically talks about three things in the purport. First is the Bharatvarsh, then what is the Vedic culture of Bharatvarsh, and third, what the people of Bharatvarsh has to do, that is preaching. So in preaching, we shall discuss four points, like preaching brings life. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, one who has life will preach. So we'll discuss. Second is preaching as a learning experience. Then we'll see how preaching, if done in proper spirit, will help us to nurture good qualities, all the good Vaishnava qualities. And this is the best service which we can render for Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Prabhupada talks about Bharat, Bharatvarsh, which is called Punya Bhumi. Bharat means, if the word we see, Sanskrit word Bharat, if we divide into two, Bha and Ratha. Bha means light and Ratha means engaged. So one who is engaged in giving light or enlightening others, he is known as Bharat. That's why his name was given. So Bharat Maharaj was always engaged in enlightening all the people of his kingdom. And how Prabhupada writes that this is so pious actually in the verse which Prabhupada has quoted in this Bharata Bhumite Haila Manushya Janmaya, in that purpose Srila Prabhupada gives how this India, which is now India, earlier actually Bharatvarsha was entire planet or more than planet. Now it remains, even when Prabhupada was writing, maybe he would have written this purport in 72-73. In 71 only Bangladesh got separated from India. So here Prabhupada writes that so many people, you know, almost everyone has a spiritual inclination, which is very natural to them. In this part of the world, especially today also, we see even Kaliyuga is advancing, but we see all the dhams, all the holy dhams of India are packed with people coming in there. Most of the time we see devotees say we are not getting tickets to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur. Everyone is coming there. It's natural for people who are staying here to take up to devotional service because they have the inclination. And we see that people are still, Prabhupada writes in that purpose, people are fearful of breaking four regulative principles. That time. Now also we see people, or many people, they don't eat meat. They are fear, God-fearing people. So here Prabhupada is talking about the Vedic culture, how strong Vedic culture is. Even in some parts like Indonesia and all that, still there's, and now it is most of the, you know, countries like Muslim-dominated country, but the strong presence of Vedic culture can be still seen there. Like you know, I was hearing that Garuda Airlines is the national airline for Indonesia. You know, we might have very fancy names in our country, but we see in Indonesia, the airline, national airline, government has named as Garuda Airlines, which is named after a pure devotee of Lord. So this is the culture of Vedic India. However, we see today things are changing quite fast. Very rapid Kali Yuga is advancing. So just to give one example which will, you know, give understanding for this point very clearly, is today most of the schools in United States have a metal detector. You know, children coming, primary school, secondary school, they are coming to school, but they have to undergo a screening of metal detector. This is what we are giving culture. Why? Because some students have already, you know, got some guns and all that, they have, you know, shot some people. Like one student, he was in 10th class and he was little depressed. He shot 37 people. He killed 37 people, including one professor in US. Why all this is coming? A survey was done, and in that survey, the research, the analysis came out that an average student, before completing his school education, he is watching more than 1 lakh crimes on TV. 1 lakh crimes episode he is watching. Just in an age of maybe 18 years. He is watching somewhere. So this is what input we are giving to him. And that is why we see the culture is degrading. And so Prabhupada continues the purport and says, but people of this land, India, in that purport, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada writes specially for Bengalis. And then he said, but not only Bengalis, every Indian and everywhere in the world should take up this Krishna consciousness and go out and preach. Prabhupada clearly mentions they should go, you know, devotees should go out of India and preach. And then Prabhupada is thanking that, saying that, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Shri Gaur Nita Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kita. Prabhupada is acknowledging that how this European and American boys and girls have taken up this service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they're spreading this mission all over the world. So because the society is degrading, preaching is required. And here Prabhupada is emphasizing more on preaching. So I recently heard one incident where Bhavanand Prabhu, when he got initiated, so he got named as Bhavanand Das. And some devotees, you know, fellow devotees used to say that, what kind of name is this? Bhava means material world. What can be Anand in material world? What kind of Anand you will find in material world? And your name is Bhava Anand. So then Bhavanand Prabhu, he went to Prabhupada and wanted to clarify that, you know, Prabhupada, what name have you given to me? This meaning, what is Anand in material world? Then Prabhupada explains, there is one Anand in the material world which is not even available in spiritual world. And he was perplexed. Bhavananda Prabhu says, he was completely perplexed. What is that anand which is in material world? We talk about so much anand in spiritual world, bliss, but there is one bliss which is in material world, which is not to be found in spiritual world. Prabhupada said, that is the bliss of delivering the conditioned souls. Obviously, there are no conditioned souls in spiritual world, so you don't have this anand there. So Prabhupada is stressing so much on preaching that you have to preach. That's where even we see Lord Himself, Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or any other incarnation, they are coming to teach people to the material world and to deliver them. So this is one thing, even Lord Himself is coming to teach the world. So why preaching is required, Prabhupada talks about this degradation of society and also what happens when preaching is happening. Living entities are transforming. Every living entity has the potential to become a devotee. We know the story of Mrigari. It's a very old story in Satyuga. But then one may say that is a long time back, you know, modern civilization has taken over this yuga and it has completely changed. So it's a little difficult for people for that caliber like a Mrigari to become a devotee of Lord. So in that regard, few years back, some 4 or 5 years back, there was one devotee from Russia. He was staying in Mayapur. He came for Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. He was staying. And along with him, there was one other devotee who was from India. So they both were sharing the room. In the night, this devotee from India, he just plugged in before sleeping the all-out machine, which comes to kill the mosquitoes, so that we can peacefully sleep. This Russian devotee said, why are you putting this, mosquito repellent, which will unnecessarily harm the mosquitoes? And he was shocked that I never thought like this, but then mosquitoes are biting us. They are aggressors, so we have to do something. Then that Russian devotee said, use mosquito net. Simple. And then this Indian devotee was little, curious that how you are so sensitive and how you can capture this very, very subtle point. Then he told about himself. He said, 4 years ago in Russia, I was in army and I was general. I was the army general of Russia. And that time, so much problem was going on in Russia that government has issued an order. A sort of competition was there. There were different, generals, and the competition was there. Whoever of you will go and kill 10,000 people first will get a promotion. This is what was happening. You have to just go and kill people. So whoever will kill 10,000 people first, he'll get a promotion. And he was one of the general. So he took his army. He said, where can you find people? If you go and shoot one people, you cannot. That will not have impact. 10,000 means we need wholesale. Retail will not work. So then he went to village by village. Every town and village he went. And he called the people in the market. He said, I want to talk to all of you. Come. And when everyone was out in the market, he told his soldiers, kill them. That was his idea. And he killed 10,000 people. And he was rank first. He was the first general to kill 10,000 people. And then he got award. Later, after this killing, he was in his uniform only and he was going to his hometown. Because now job is done, now some time to go and have a vacation. So he was going home in the train. As soon as he entered the train compartment, practically everyone left the train. As they knew that he is the same general. Everyone they just removed. And he was like, aram se he was sitting. Very comfortably he sat in the train compartment. And he was going on. But then he saw there is one fellow. He was sitting like this. And there was another fellow who was sitting like this. He said, everyone is fearful of me. And a conditioned soul who has this ego, we have false ego, that obviously will, you know, give you a jerk when everyone is fearful but one fellow is not fearful. And there was one person who was not even looking at it. Where people are running away from him, this person is not even acknowledging his presence. And he was just absorbed in reading. And this army general became very furious. He said, what kind of personality is this? What is that which makes him so fearless? So abhayam. Because everyone is so fearful of death, and I have so many weapons with me, I can, you know, kill him. And no one, not even government, will ask me a question, why did you kill him? Because he was from army and he got that right to kill people. So then this devotee was reading book, and he just went army person and he just toppled the book. And the book went in flying in the sky, again came down, book fell down, he took the book, again started reading without getting disturbed. And he asked, then he put his gun on the book, like he is reading and he put his gun, and he said, I want to ask you, what is that which gives you fearlessness? At the gun point you are not disturbed. Then that devotee, he was a ISKCON devotee. So what will he say? You are not the body, you are soul. He started preaching to him. That why shall we be fearful? Anyway, this body is going to get destroyed. Then he said by this, but he didn't preach much. He said this book, as Prabhupada said, preach by books. So this devotee told, these books give me fearlessness. So he became very curious. He said, okay, let me have this book. I want to read this book. He said, okay, you keep this book and read. The devotee got down and this army person next 4-5 hours continuously read the book. And by the time he reached home, his heart was melted. And he said, what I was doing? And because he practically read entire Bhagavad Gita in 4-5 hours, when he reached home, he was transformed. He went to temple and joined there. And then became a devotee. In 4 years, he is there. He says in 4 years, a person who killed 10,000 people, now in 4 years by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, staying in Mayapur Dham. This is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this transformation is not that only were possible then. The potency Srila Prabhupada says of Mahamantra is still today the same. Krishna is same. So that this incident which I heard recently touched me a lot, and to make me understand that in this, even in this degraded age of Kali Yuga, this formula will work and people are getting transformed. So this is one of the reasons why Srila Prabhupada is mentioning again and again to preach, which is very much possible. Then we see at how preaching brings life. What does it mean preaching brings life? Is we see so many other organizations, spiritual organizations, but because what was happening, the preaching didn't take much. Whether Sri Sampradaya or other Sampradayas, even not much active preaching is there, and that's why we see the glory of India, which should have taken a different shape, and we should have given. Prabhupada says, Indians should accept this Krishna consciousness and give the unique gift to the world, which would have happened, but because preaching actively was not there, we see a different world together today. But then Prabhupada, he preached actively and he enthused his disciples and his grand disciples to preach, and we are seeing how ISKCON is just spreading all over the world. Even when Prabhupada was in America, he was preaching in his early days. He practically bought churches. He will say that these churches no one is visiting, we'll take over, we'll make Radha Krishna temple, and then thousands of followers will come. Which happened. Why? Because in other places, by other people or other spiritual organization, not much active preaching was happening, so there was no future. So preaching brings life and preaching makes future. If there is no preaching, there will be no future of that spiritual organization. As we have seen, which happened, you know, practically faded down many of the organizations. because preaching is not happening. Then preaching also gives inspiration. Prabhupada says, I practically, whatever I am just now talking is somewhat what have helped me, what has helped me personally to give inspiration to preach. Is one thing is preaching gives inspiration. When you see, when we see people, you know, who come very new to Krishna consciousness and they take up slowly process of Krishna consciousness, accepting prasadam, accepting chanting, and they transform. Day by day as they are transforming, we become happy. Just by you know, we were the instrument in preaching. So that gives a lot of inspiration personally to me to help and assist Srila Prabhupada. Then we see preaching is also a learning experience. It is said best way to learn is to teach. Best way is to learn is to teach. And one devotee was yesterday only sharing with me that when you start giving lectures, when you start giving output, the philosophy, understanding of philosophy becomes much better and clearer. And that I have heard from many devotees. When you start preaching, we see that the philosophy which we are reading goes in a better way in our understanding. Like there was one devotee, one temple brahmachari, who used to go and preach for programs for some boys. Another brahmachari, they asked, how is the program going? He said, very nice program is going. He said, how many boys come? He said, boys keep on fluctuating, but there is one person who comes regularly. Even if no one comes, that one person comes. So then devotees asked, who is that? He said, me. So preacher was the alone person who was giving class. As we heard, you know, Prabhupada used to say, why do you need anyone? You just sit and give class, four walls were here. So that devotee practically did that. And today he is a successful preacher. So he learned. He said, I learned philosophy, whatever I'm speaking, I heard, and I learned so many points. Also, today in this modern world, we see that so many different devotees are coming up with different ideas to preach. It's not that the same message now, instead of, you know, giving under a banyan tree, and now devotees are giving by PowerPoints and showing videos. So all those learning experiences, all this learning is coming by preaching. Third point what we discuss is preaching in proper spirit helps us to nurture good qualities. Even personally, I felt that when we preach, we see this world with a different perception, with a different view. And we can understand that how, you know, a new person who comes in Krishna consciousness, he might see, like when I was new, I will see this world as, you know, full of bad qualities, full of envious people. But then I was told, and I understood from other devotees, how great devotees like Prabhupada and his son, his followers, they see this world. They see that, you know, people are degrading, but they don't see that people are envious, and they don't become angry with them. Rather, the perception changes that people are suffering, and we need to give them this Krishna consciousness. So this is a perception change. One incident which I see, I was dealing with one student. Then initially, because he will do anything wrong, I will become very angry with him. Because of even I am a neophyte, I will become angry at him. And then gradually, but because, you know, I have to give him input, and we discuss together, we read Bhagavatam, chant together, and gradually he is also, you know, advancing in Krishna consciousness. After 1 year, even if he does big mistake, I have a, like, you know, it things come that I have to correct him, but it is not that I become angry at him or like envious. But because the nurturing has happened, compassion comes. That this fellow is so nice, he has taken up this process so nicely, why is he doing this mistake? And we see the same things in all the times in Srila Prabhupada's case. One devotee was committing mistakes again and again, and Prabhupada will forgive him. So other devotees asked, Prabhupada, how many times you will forgive him? Prabhupada said, as many times as he will do mistakes, I will forgive him. I am ready to forgive him eternally. Prabhupada said, that is his compassion. And Prabhupada gave one lecture in Vrindavan, where Prabhupada was talking about this, again, degradation of modern world. Prabhupada said, so many Yavanas and Malechas are there. Prabhupada said, why Yavanas and Malechas should be there in the world? They shall all be converted to Krishna conscious devotees. So Prabhupada was not seeing this world that there are many Yavanas and Malechas and degraded people and let them suffer. Prabhupada was saying, let us all transform them into devotees. So from a complete different viewpoint, devotees, how they see this world. This is a compassion. And this is because the instruction he got, Srila Prabhupada got from his Guru Maharaj, is preach this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language in Western countries. And we know how in the perfect spirit he took that message. And as it is, a devotee cultivates all the good qualities. So by preaching, we cultivate compassion. By preaching, we can easily cultivate tolerance and humility, which is otherwise very difficult in my case. But we can see that tolerance, because when you are preaching to students, you have to tolerate. They will commit blunders, they will commit mistakes, they will not know any of the Vaishnava etiquettes, and then we have to tolerate. A Prabhupada himself, he tolerated so much in his life. Entire life we saw Prabhupada is just tolerance. And Prabhupada used to say, a person's greatness, I don't know exact statement, he used to say a person's greatness can be known by how much he can tolerate the provoking situations. So much importance is given. And humility. Prabhupada exemplified in humility by even washing the plates used by his, not even they were disciples, they were just new, some college students, some hippies, and they will just take prasadam, leave the plates there only. Prabhupada will personally take one by one and clean them up. Who other than devotee can have that kind of humility? Have you examples of so many of our acharyas and goswamis, and Lord himself has shown this by his example. Then it helps us to, actually it helps us to nurture all the good qualities, but we have just taken few for some because of the time limitation. Sacrifice is one of the great quality which in real sense only devotees can have. Sacrificing of their own comfort zone. Whichever organization, whether it is Lord Jesus or Gautam Buddha or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Acharyas, everyone has sacrificed their personal comforts so as to help people in the world. And we see, I heard that, like, we have books marathon, and today we have felicitation ceremony for the marathon. So we have this marathon in the month of December. Because it started from US, and there's a lot of, you know, the festival is Christmas there, so it started in December. Now, in the month of December only, everywhere in the world, marathon is happening. In India, in Bombay, we don't feel so much cold in the time of marathon. Not so much. It's a pleasant weather for devotees staying in Bombay. But we can only, you know, only hypothetically assume that what will happen in Russian countries, Russia and other neighboring countries in the time of December. It's practically freezing. Last year was so much heavy snow in US and Canada. But everywhere we see devotees are distributing books. It's practically snowing out there, freezing there, but devotees are going out. And in Russia I heard devotees go out morning 8 o'clock. So their morning program is finish fast, Bhagavatam and everything, they take prasad, 8 o'clock they move out. And they come by 9, 10 night, distributing books. So how they are sacrificing their personal comforts just so that this message can be given. And Lord is reciprocating. The Bhagavad Gita came into this controversy. You know, extremist. Bhagavad Gita is extremist literature. By that, we heard that many of the people who didn't know about Bhagavad Gita, they became so curious that what is there in this book, so government is banning this book. So they started reading. Many people who never knew, just because of this controversy, started reading Bhagavad Gita. Amazing preaching in itself. Like one incident, I was last year in Calcutta. Calcutta, they have Rath Yatra for 9 days. So I was there that time. And there were, you know, devotees were looking for some ground nearby temple. So there was one ground which was the best place to have Rath Yatra. For 9 days, Lord Jagannath will personally come and stay there. A huge ground. But one person, he has appealed to government to not to give, some 2-3 years back, not to give this ground to any exhibition or any fair or any cultural function. This is destroying the environment. He was an environmentalist. He went to Supreme Court and Supreme Court put a stay order, no more programs. So from 3 years practically nothing is happening. One of the biggest Asia's biggest book fair happened, you know, to be there on the ground. But they also got no permission. They didn't get permission for that. But our devotees thought this is the, you know, ground which we want. We have been doing our Rath Yatra in a different ground which is very far. This is best. Very close to our temple. And they started, you know, they thought, how? Jabatak Maharaj asked, suddenly, you know, one day Jabatak Maharaj called that how is Rath Yatra preparation going on? And he said, we are struggling with the ground, devotees told. So Maharaj asked, so what is your theme? Devotees said, theme? We never thought of any theme in Jagannath Rath Yatra. How about green? So Maharaj only gave that you work on the theme of green. What was that? Clean Kolkata, green Kolkata. So and then they came with the notion clean Kolkata and green Kolkata. Now that is what people want. And we also want clean. And they started promoting and they went to the government for this permission and all that. So when they were approaching to government, this environmentalist again somehow came back from the graveyard. And then he started objecting, writing articles in the newspaper, going to media and telling everything against, saying that this ground should not be given. And it became so controversial, and media, they need controversial news. They became so happy that practically every day in all the leading newspapers in Calcutta, there was full page, front page news about ISKCON, Rath Yatra. And Acharatna Prabhu, who is temple vice president there, he told, the publicity which we got in media and print will be worth 10 crores rupees. And we didn't even pay 10 rupees. That is the amount of publicity we got. Finally we got the permission. Lord reciprocated with devotees. They got the permission. And more than 10 lakh people came for Rath Yatra. It was like a huge success, devotees say. So somehow Lord, by his own mystic arrangement, he arranges these controversies. And we see Lord only reciprocates and helps devotees. It was amazing preaching. Then preaching also helps in exemplifying behavior. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say to his disciples, you go and preach. And because then you will preach, you will know that people are watching your behavior. A preacher has to be top class in his behavior. People are watching your behavior. Then you will automatically feel that urgency to advance in Krishna consciousness and exemplify your behavior. Because you have to preach, so you need your behavior to be top class. So preaching will help you, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, preaching will help you to exemplify your behavior and advance in Krishna consciousness fast. Such a practical application of preaching. And the last point, this is the best service which we can render for Srila Prabhupada than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Lord Chaitanya has personally appeared or descended on this planet. And he gave very clear instruction. Prithvite achayati nagaradi gram sarvatra hoibe mora praja. Sarvatra prachar hoibe mora naam. So now he has told that every town and village my holy name will be glorified. Now what is that message for? If we decode, it's very simple that this is a message for everyone, and especially where he says Bharata Bhumite Janma Hoila Yar. In this shloka, he is very clearly, Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever has taken birth in Bharata Bhumi, this Punya Bhumi, go out and preach. Because this message has to be carried to the entire world in every town and village. Who will take? The devotees people who will become devotees, especially resident of this country, they will preach. So this is a personal instruction of Lord for everyone to go and preach this message. And it's not that we see that preaching is only, there's one preaching, direct preaching. We go out, we talk to people, we distribute books. Book distribution, Prabhupada used to focus so much that, you know, Prabhupada said one time, what is the use of our 2 minutes talking? We can better give book. Many times we give book, people come to ISKCON. So apart from the direct preaching, we have so much preaching which is indirect, which is a support system, and by which many people get influenced. Like this beautiful temple, this wonderful temple which Prabhupada has built, and other so many temples, many people just come to see the architecture. And they come to see the architecture, they take darshan of deity, and so many devotees as pujaris working so hard to decorate Lord. Lord is all attractive, but for outside, even for me, it's only theory. It's not that I have any realization. But when we see Shringar Darshan of Lord, when we see how Lord is beautifully decorated by devotees with love, people get attracted. They pay obeisances. They take prasad. Prasadam is one thing which attracts everyone. One devotee was telling, it has been observed in every temple of ISKCON all around the world, that if in lecture there are 100 devotees, in Prasadam Hall there will be 300 devotees. Or 300 people, not devotees, but people. If we do some Pandal program, if some 5,000 people come for Pandal program, then 50,000 people will be there for Prasadam line. Everyone loves to have Prasadam. Then one of my friend, he came and he was very impressed with this campus, this Jew temple campus. He said, very structured, how you can come, take darshan, go, you know, take books and all that, and very clean it is maintained. So we may even not know, that person may even not know that who is doing, but we know that there is temple management who is taking care of cleanliness also. And people are observing. Outside people, they observe everything. Srila Prabhupada used to say, he says in the book called Preaching is the Essence, there is one quote where Srila Prabhupada says that devotees should carry themselves in a very high class way, especially their clothes, Prabhupada is talking. Devotees should be clean. So similarly, we have to keep the temple clean. So temple is clean, and this friend of mine came, he was so happy. He said, I have visited many temples, but the cleanliness we see in this temple is very nice. I mean, all over ISKCON temple, we have very high priority on cleanliness. So this is also, these are all indirect ways of preaching. Kitchen department, best way to preach, feed prasadam. Prabhupada said, ISKCON bullets. The best prasadam we give, the more people we can attract. As Prabhupada said, this is Kaliyuga and people are degraded. Philosophy might not work. But give them prasadam and give them holy name. That will make them devotees. So this is a form. So whether direct or indirect, everyone has a common goal. Every department of temple has one common goal, to bring the conditioned soul from outside and make him surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is one common goal which every one of us has. In whatever way we may go and propagate, but everyone wants to attract people and bring them at the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the duty which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us instruction that every town and village this message should be propagated. So everyone of has been given by Srila Prabhupada. I was hearing one devotee says the devotee was giving one lecture in the youth program, in the base. And he was saying, there might be 100 bases in India. The base is a place where some college youth devotees stay. They go to college and they stay in that place. That's called base. So he said, whatever may be there, but the leader of that base prioritizes, based on Prabhupada's instruction, that what is more important for that base. So he was prioritizing that we don't have focus much in the youth center on deity worship, but our focus is on preaching, because that is what authority wants. So Srila Prabhupada, as the highest authority in ISKCON, he has given clear guidelines. The first seven purposes, first of the seven purposes is to systematically preach this message of Krishna consciousness very clearly. So that is why preaching becomes more important to us. You see, there's one last incident I'll tell about one preaching, and then like there was one heard from one devotee. There was one ISKCON temple, and one boy will come every day to attend Sandhya Aarti, and he'll come, he'll like the dressing of Lord, the decoration, the Lord, the dancing, the kirtan, he'll like so much, and then he'll come every day and take darshan. The pujari noticed that every day he is coming, and every day after Aarti, pujari gave him sweet rice, one full glass, take, it's for you. He was very happy. He said, you know, I just came to take darshan, and the first time I am experiencing that someone is giving me some prasadam free. So he became very happy. Next day again he came, he got a sweet rice. Third day again he came, he got sweet rice. But by that time, this devotee who was pujari, he started putting some philosophy and started giving him beads to chant. He started chanting one round and understood some philosophy, started reading. Then after 2 weeks, as he was coming regularly, but after 15 days there was a slight change. That pujari again gave him the sweet rice, and he said, this time it is not for you, because now you have already come in. See that boy, he is coming regularly, give him. So in a wonderful way, in just 2 weeks, that boy was coming to take darshan of Lord, got purified, started chanting, took up the process of Krishna consciousness, wonderfully practicing. So everyone can actually preach. So I seek blessings of all devotees to the Prabhupada, so that I can have some blessings and some mercy to propagate this mission and assist in propagation of mission, rather. A servant of all of your devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Questions, Lena? Any questions? One question we can take? Any comment? Any correction by senior devotees? Okay. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hitai Gaur Premanande.